34. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Public appearances. Sean, was anybody last minute? Because I know when we chatted, there wasn't any.
I have not heard from anybody. I have not received any public comments.
Brad, did you?
I did not, but we got the minutes, too.
Okay. Oh, I skipped right over those. All right. Do we have approval of minutes from October 14th?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And there was no public appearances committed to DPW or to our administrator, Brad. So item number four, 2021 street resurfacing project.
All right. As indicated on the capital improvement plan, we're proposing to resurface the following streets next year. St. Mary's Boulevard, the east half, Rosemont Drive from Arbor Lane to Webster Avenue, and Cobb Street from Webster to Libel Street. We have been working on the plans. We've just recently put together a cost estimate using this year's numbers. They were favorable numbers. We're proposing to bid with the three streets that I mentioned two alternate projects. McCormick from Clay to Irwin, and then an alleyway project, St. Joseph and Webster Avenue alleyway project. The intent there would be to finish the paving that we started this year. We had planned on repaving that entire alleyway this year, but due to cost, we only did, roughly speaking, about a half of it, just the alleyway adjacent to the bank. I believe that's Associated Bank. The resurfacing project consists of, it varies, partial removal of the existing pavement by milling, and then a resurfacing with 2 inches of asphalt along with spot repair to defective which is a little bit more complicated, or I want to say that would include right now the St. Mary's and Rosemont Drive. It's a full depth asphalt pavement removal. We compact and reshape the existing base. We make spot improvements to the curb and gutter, and then we come back and put down 4 inches of asphalt. Because of the favorable numbers, as I mentioned, we're going to bid 2 alternates to the project. McCormick, that would be a mill and resurface, and the alleyway work of Webster and St. Joseph Street would be a full depth removal and placement of, I believe, about 3 inches of asphalt. This work is already, we've gone through the budgeting process for next year. It will be money that we have budgeted under the Public Works paving budget.
Okay. So Rosemont, oh, that's Rosemont. I was thinking, okay, cool. Did you get any comments about the part of Rosemont that we did this year or last year?
I've received positive feedback from residents, mainly on St. Mary's. They were pleased to have that work completed. It was a longer project, but we had gone in and not only repaired the pavement, but we made improvements to the sanitary sewer and renewed existing laterals as well.
Yeah, I got a complaint from someone on St. Mary's. They said it was the street's too nice now.
Have a move over to Rosemont.
We'll take that complaint.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion to adopt?
I do have a suggestion, suggested motion in the staff report. I guess I'm looking for a recommendation to the village board to proceed with the resurfacing of St. Mary's Boulevard, the east half, Rosemont Drive from Arbor to Webster, and Culp Street from Webster to Liable Street, and then as an alternate to the street resurfacing project, to possibly resurface McCormick from Clay to Irwin, and then to finish the paving that we started this year at the Webster St. Joseph Street alleyways. So that's a long motion. I apologize, but
I'll make a motion to approve the plan for resurfacing St. Mary's Boulevard, the east half, Rosemont Drive, Arbor to Webster, Calv Street, Webster to Libel Street, and to allow for alternate projects, if we have the money, to do McCormick from Clay to Irwin, and finish the alleyway at Webster and St. Joe behind Associated Bank.
Well said.
I'll second that motion.
All right, any questions? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none. Discussion, 2021 Street Utility Reconstruction Project Update.
Do we have finished the preliminary plans for next year's street reconstruction project? Includes the reconstruction of Roselawn Boulevard, west half, Beaumont Street from Green to Mission Road, and Call from Libel Street east to the East River. The scope of this project is different than the resurfacing project. In general, the work consists of the removal of existing pavement and driveways, replacement of the public utilities, renewal of laterals, roadway excavation and placement of base, pouring of new concrete driveways, curb and sidewalk, asphalt paving, and at the end, landscape restoration. To minimize cost and impacts on Roselawn Boulevard, we're proposing to CIPP line the sanitary sewer of the existing storm sewer to leads and inlets, and possibly a spot repair to the trunkline storm sewer system. We're hopeful. We've estimated that with doing that, we'll save about approximately $200,000 on that street project, and we'll, to our best of ability, avoid impacts to the trees located in the islands. As of right now, and we're at about a 60% level, the cost with sidewalk for the entire project is about $3.3 million. This project will be funded by bonding that we go out and secure after the project's been bid. We're going to bid this project via two separate bids, two separate projects. We'll have one project that will include Beaumont and Cobb, and another will just Roselawn. That'll be a standalone project. This is in a attempt to keep the overall cost of the projects at a manageable level for our contractors in this area. Hopefully, increase competition and to make sure we get the work done next year.
Does Beaumont? That was one of the Safe Routes to Schools sidewalk plan, wasn't it?
And yes.
Is that money still available, or how does that all play?
Did
we get it all?
I don't know that it was... I believe... I'd have to look back at our pedestrian bicycle comprehensive plan. I'm sure it was definitely included in that. I don't know if it was considered a Safe Route to School project.
No.
We have not received a state or federal grant for that segment of street for sidewalk. Okay. We have received a state federal grant, Safe Route to School grant for construction of sidewalk along East River and Longview Avenue.
Okay.
The plans that we're currently putting together for Beaumont does include sidewalk along the west side, and that will be built bid as an alternate to that project.
Okay.
Should also mention that that the Roselawn project also includes sidewalk on the north side, and that will be bid as an alternate as well to that project.
Okay. Good.
And if the numbers don't come in the way we want them to, we are going to engineer it so that the sidewalks could be created later, right?
Correct. Yep. It will be engineered, and it will be constructed such that they could be added in the future. With
Sean, when will be the public meeting for the sidewalk discussion?
As we get closer to a final plan level,
okay.
we'll set up a public informational meeting. I guess that would be something that we should discuss at one upcoming public works meeting. If we want to do that through a mailer, or if we want to do that virtually, or if we want to have an open house. For the 2019 project, we had an open house format meeting where we had plans available. We provided a short presentation at the beginning and opened it up to questions.
When will we have designs done?
My hope is to have final plans by end of January. We're going out to bid end of January. I think the public informational meeting took place after the project was bid in 19, but I don't know for sure. Ideally, you'd want to have it before. I'm okay with that, but it can happen afterwards as well. If it happens before and somebody brings something up that we hadn't thought about, we can account for it in the plan set. If not, then we make the change in the field.
I don't think there's any harm in letting people know that we are looking into the possibility of installing sidewalks during these reconstruction projects, and that we will hold when the design, potential designs are done, or proposed designs are done, that we will hold a public information meeting. But I do think sooner rather than later to let them know this is what the thought is. That way we're being proactive and transparent and all that wonderful stuff.
Yeah, we agree. Here in the near future, we'll be getting out letters to the residents to further educate them on the project. There were letters that have already gone out to make them aware of the project. And to let them know that this was a while back, that R.A. Smith was going to be out picking up the topographic survey for the project.
Okay.
I think it may be worth having a Zoom meeting earlier on, too. I can't see having an in-person meeting until we see how cases are going after the holidays. But the residents all have cardinal knowledge of how things work on that street and could have some good feedback.
Yeah.
or at least a mechanism for feedback, even if it's not a Zoom meeting, just who to reach.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'd had some input from Becky Mirt and maybe a couple other people, bike ped types, about including sidewalks every time. And I think we didn't make a decision at that point, but it was like we will continue to consider it and do it whenever we can. So this would be consistent with that, I think.
I'd remind everyone that we... I'd have to look back. I don't know if it was an item that I brought through Public Works Committee, but it was definitely discussed, I believe at the village board level, whether or not the project should include sidewalk. And we did talk about the sidewalk and how to handle that. And direction was provided to fully design for it, embed it as an alternate to the project for us to, after we get the numbers back from the bidding, to reconsider at that time whether or not the move forward with the construction of it.
And is that for all three streets?
That was for the two that had sidewalk on them. Those Beaumont and Roselawn Boulevard.
Okay. So there's no plan for Kalb?
No.
Okay.
You know, my emphasis right now, and it... It's to get this project out, to get it bid. We still have quite a bit of work to do, and the sooner we can get it out, the better. You know that. We'll work with Brad, and we'll try to get something scheduled for a virtual public informational meeting, or maybe it's a mailer, and who to call and. You want to come in and look at the plans that are available.
Yeah, I think just doing an announcement right now and another form, another way during these times to gather feedback is simply to do a survey type thing. Put it up on the web, let people know they can go to the web, click on the link, and if they have any input, they're welcome to put it in. You know, put in your name, put in your address, phone number, contact, email, contact info.
I could definitely do that. We had done that for the Doty Safe Route to School project. We had sent out a mailer in lieu of public informational meeting. So I can take that format, modify it, provide a comment form, just like you said. I'll get some in draft form and share with everybody on this committee and look to get some feedback, and I'll get that out ASAP as soon as possible. Probably in January.
Yep.
Okay.
That'd be an easy way to go about doing it, I think.
Okay.
Okay. So are you looking for a motion?
Just an update.
Okay, cool.
Any more discussion? All right, 2021 sanitary sewer line.
Well, I do have one comment. Can we add sidewalk on Briar Lane to that project? It's real close to Roseland.
Just like maybe in the backyards of the neighbors on the south side of the street?
I'm okay with that.
Going trail.
It's a trail. Let's put in an alleyway trail.
Oh, perfect.
We could have conflicts with deer and turkey.
Yes, it would.
The other morning, turkeys were stopping Webster Avenue traffic, always. It's actually very interesting to see in the middle of a village in the middle of the day. And yeah. The bank assures me they do it all the time. We've got plenty of them.
Did you happen to see the news article about one of the Norbertines bull hunting and getting a bunch of grief?
Yeah.
That was interesting, you know?
It did.
I heard that settled down. I don't know if it has. But.
I actually got a complaint from a resident who thought the Abbey was ours in Alloway and wanted to know when we started allowing hunting. So I don't know if anybody else heard the same.
No.
No, on the news it was described between Alloway and...
Yeah. All right, number five, 2021 Street Utility Reconstruction Project Update. Oh, no, sewer lining and St. Mary's Sewer Lateral Replacement Project.
Along with the street reconstruction and resurfacing projects next year, we are planning for two additional projects, sanitary sewer lining project and sanitary sewer lateral replacement project, which is a continuation of what was completed this year on St. Mary's. The sewer lining project plan for next year has grown in scope. As discussed earlier, it will include Roselawn Boulevard. We want to get that lined prior to the contractor starting the reconstruction of that street. We're going to finish the lining of the St. Mary's sanitary sewer. We lined the west half under a project this year. We would like to line Sioux Lane sanitary sewer from Beaumont to Sioux Lane, roughly speaking 400 feet. The sanitary sewer is in poor condition, and it runs between three different homes to the side yards, between the cul-de-sac and Beaumont. So another project, another sewer that I'd like to line would be the Green Isle Park sanitary lateral, about 700 feet. We have been monitoring a downstream manhole in the park during dry weather. We've been witnessing flow, not a lot, but enough to want to go in and line it and make it watertight to our best ability to reduce the amount of clear water that gets into our system and treated by new water. Altogether, about 4,000 feet of sewer pipe. If we were to go in and repair that, relay that on a conventional method, the open excavation, you're looking at an expense of $440,000. This is a relatively inexpensive way to replace that pipe.
Oh, it's $440,000 plus you'd have to dig up the street, wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. Well, we're gonna be digging up Roselawn Boulevard.
Yeah.
We're gonna be rehabilitating St. Mary's next year. Sioux Lane cuts through side yards of a couple homes, three homes in Green Isle. Right, we'd have to. The sanitary sewer in Green Isle Park runs underneath the driveway in the park. So, right.
Okay.
Is this an option, too, for when we're doing laterals from houses to offer it to people when we're working on that part of the street, or does it work for
sites
that small?
Well, we've been using a different method of trenchless repair for laterals. We've been pipe bursting. And the pipe bursting method's different from lining it. You actually you pull a cable through the lateral, and then you pull back with a bursting head on it, and then you pull the pipe behind that. The problem with lining CIPP lining of a lateral, and it can be done, is the structural integrity of the pipe has to be intact. You have to have a round shape. What we're finding with the laterals is you have offset joints, you have collapsed pipe. We've found that we're better suited with the pipe bursting.
Good to know. I just didn't know if it was a more cost-effective option. That makes sense. I've heard so many of them being just almost completely collapsed.
Yeah, that's the problem. Offset joints and failed pipe. Well, the other project, we talked about the lining project. I want to talk about the sewer lateral replacement project. Again, it's a continuation of what we've already completed on St. Mary's. This year, we renewed about 27 laterals, and I didn't count the number we're going to do under next year's project, but it would be the remaining laterals. It would be the east half of St. Mary's. estimate the cost at about $75,000.
Is that one that gets passed on to the homeowner, right?
We're gonna repair the sanitary lateral within the right of way from the main to the property line. We're gonna work with the homeowner if they elect to do so to renew their line from the property line or right away into the home. And we had a number this year that had elected to do that. We didn't offer any kind of special program or financing. We just reached out to the homeowners and let them know that was available and the contractor had availability and had pretty good success rate at that.
Yeah, really. Average cost, any idea, per household?
Per lateral, from the main to the right-of-way line, about $2,700.
How can you stop in the middle if they elect not to do it?
We dig two pits, one over the main in the roadway and then one at the right-of-way line. Typically speaking, the private side of the lateral is connected near to our lateral near the right-of-way line. That make sense, Kurt?
Kurt, you're muted. Oh, there we go.
Well, so there's a small additional cost if they choose not to do it for us. We have to dig another pit.
We bid it with two pits. We showed that way in the plans, and it's described that way in the spec. The homeowner elects to have their side renewed as well, there's a little bit of a cost savings, and that's passed on to the homeowner. One less pit.
And that cost then to the homeowner is that the $2,700 or is it part of
that? No. I'd have to look back.
Seems we used to talk about $1,500, but I don't know. That's.
If I had to throw a number out there off the top of my head, I would say about $2,000.
Okay.
But as mentioned earlier by President Rafter, you avoid the impacts to trees, service walk, porches, landscaping, etc.
Sure.
This was just an update only. Any other questions?
No, you're going to be a busy man next summer.
We're going to be busy. Yep.
Fun. Renewal of Brown County Solid Waste Agreement. This one's a doozy. Yeah.
Yes. I want to bring this to your attention. Currently working with the Brown County Solid Waste Department to renew the agreement that we currently have with them. They've been working with the area public works directors started this year. We had reviewed it, and the agreement now is being reviewed by attorneys at the City of Green Bay and De Pere after they have provided comment. I will distribute the comments along with the agreement to this committee and then ultimately to village board. This agreement's in place because the county's getting close to opening up their new landfill. They refer to it as a self landfill at a cost of about $19 million to construct, to acquire equipment and build the facilities, waste station. Our cost is going to go up as well. not next year. Cost increase next year is 23 cents. We're going to go from tipping fee of 43.61 to 43.84 per ton to dispose of garbage. Starting in 2022, and for the next 5 years, we're going to see $1.50 to $2 increase every year in the cost per ton to dispose of solid waste. And that's primarily to pay for the cost to build a new landfill.
Why do we need a new landfill?
The landfill that is currently being used is projected to be full, I guess, in 2023.
Off Mason Street?
No, I believe it's in... put that in the staff report. Outagamie County.
Oh?
Yeah.
Not a Brown County landfill.
It's not, no.
Is that Tri-County?
It's what they call a BOW landfill, Brown, Outagamie, Winnebago County. Brown County, along with Outagamie and Winnebago, they have built a partnership, and they have more than one landfill, but the main one is close to being retired or full.
Now, is that the landfill where we take our garbage?
Yes. Well, the location of where we dispose of our solid waste will not change. We haul our solid waste to the transfer station off of Mason Street. Is that correct, Brad?
Yes.
That not too far from the airport.
Right.
That won't change. What will change though is where the county hauls the garbage. They're going to be hauling it starting in 2022. They're going to be hauling, my understanding, majority of the garbage to the South landfill, not the landfill in Outagamie County.
Okay. Do we have any idea how many tons of solid waste we get rid of in a year?
4,100 to 4,200 tons a year. We're looking at starting in 2022. We're looking at about a $6,000 increase to get rid of our garbage, the disposal of our garbage.
So we have 5,000 rooftops, right? About a buck a house.
Yeah, the way to look at it.
Because obviously those costs will be passed on to our,
right,
our residents.
Yeah.
Do we know how they're allocating that $19 million across all the different municipalities?
I don't know. And when the attorneys at the City of Green Bay in De Pere, after they have provided comment, what I'll do is I'll bring this item back. I'll provide their comments along with the draft agreement, and I will ask staff from Brown County to provide a presentation. And they have indicated to the area public works directors that they would do that. And maybe rather than bring it back to the public works committee, this is an update only. I'd put it on a village board meeting. This winter. I've been told that from the peer that they anticipate their attorneys anticipate having comments by end of February.
Is there a reason we're not having our attorneys look at it?
Oh, we will. Our attorney will get involved after De Pere and Green Bay. The city of De Pere and Green Bay, because of the larger communities in this area, have volunteered to do the initial review. So they're going to do a lot of the legwork for us, but they're going to provide the draft agreement along with their comments, and we'll get those over to the village's attorney for her review as well.
Yeah, I'm interested to know how they're allocating the cost across municipalities.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell you that the bulk share of the increase that we're going to see on a yearly basis starting in 2022 is to pay for the landfill. A smaller portion of that increase will be based on the consumer price index increases.
What I was asking for, I'm interested in understanding, are these rates... That is across the board, so all municipalities will be paying the same?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Right.
So just because we're a smaller community, it doesn't mean we're getting...
Correct. We all pay up. What they refer to it as the municipal preferred rate, contract rate. We all pay the same... tipping rate.
Okay. So that's fair to our community, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Joint LeBron Yardway site feasibility study.
This is an update as well. I'm going to actually scroll down to the map. There we go. Hopefully it comes up. Here we go. Oh, it's slow. Okay. I wanted to provide an update on this item. A while back, we had been given permission to conceptually look at a regional yard waste, residential yard waste drop-off site with the pier in Ledgeview. We have retained a consultant to go and do a topographic survey, delineate wetlands, look at floodplain mapping, and begin to lay out conceptually what this regional facility might look like. Had discussed this a couple times with Scott Thorson over at City of De Pere, and we had come up with ballpark numbers for what we would need for a residential yard waste drop-off area, and what we need behind that for storage temporarily for the three communities to collectively haul away. And the hope would be to, for some time, Green Bay has talked about a regional compost site. And they're still working on it. Our hope would be that if this were to happen, that we would, the material that we stockpiled behind the drop-off site would get hauled to the City of Green Bay to make compost. We have, based on discussions and a little due diligence, we've determined that we need roughly about 2 acres for a residential drop-off site. On this map, it would be just north of LeBron. It would be in that same area that we currently utilize for the drop-off site, but much bigger. Off the top of my head, I think the area of our existing site is somewhere between 3/10 to half an acre. This would be about 4 times that size.
When you say 3/10 to a half an acre, are you talking about just the area where residents drop their stuff off, the front half?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Okay.
So on a map, and maybe I wish it was a little bit clearer, but we would have an entrance and an exit. It'd be two new driveways. The exit would be just west of where we currently have our main entrance into our yard waste area. That would be done so that we can expand the footprint of this area, and it would grow to the north. We'd have wider driveways. We would have a wider drive aisle and a larger compartmentalized areas for the drop off of brush, yard waste, and clippings. The intent would be that we would haul the material that we'd stockpile behind at Green Bay, and then bring back topsoil, and that would there'd be a compartments for that as well for residents to pick up. Behind that drop-off site would be the area where we would temporarily stockpile, and that area is roughly 2 acres as well. Off to the drive, I don't know if you can see my cursor on it. This is where we're proposing the drive to that back area. East of there would be a stormwater feature to store and treat stormwater runoff from that yard waste site. We still need to make some improvements to this plan, make it a little bit bigger. Right now it's just short of what we need. We do have the room for it. The other thing that we're looking into and we'll continue to investigate and analyze, we want to make sure that if this does happen, that we still have the area that we need to operate and store for our own public works and parks departments. And we did walk the site with the consultant, Brad, and Chris. We have plenty of room out there, but it would have our current site would have to be expanded and it would have to be developed. And the cost of doing that would be included in the overall improvements to the site. And DePere and Ledgeview have indicated that they would be 100% responsible for the improvements needed for this regional facility. I think that would be a minimum requirement. I think that if we get beyond this first step, and there's multiple steps to this project, this being the first one, to look at the existing conditions at our site to see if, one, we have enough room to accommodate all three communities and at the same time continue to function and operate our own public works and parks department.
Okay. Do we have any idea of traffic count to the current DePere location? Or usage numbers?
That would be something I could get. I could get that from Scott. Included in this feasibility study is a traffic analysis, a fairly simple traffic analysis that just to let us know how much traffic we can anticipate to this site.
Okay.
With an expanded facility. So.
Good evening, guys. It's Ted. I'm sorry I'm late joining. Had a different meeting, one late.
Hey, Ted.
Forgive me if this was already mentioned, but would we have an out clause if, let's say, a year into this, we found that there was far more volume than was ever anticipated or other issues? Or is that not even an option with this? This is kind of one of those, once we agree to do it, we're stuck for for the host?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're definitely, when we put this, when we're putting these plans together, we're going to be conservative. I'm sure that if we get to the point of beginning to negotiate an agreement and we're steps away from that, this is just an update. I wanted to provide you a status of where we're at. What you see in front of you is just a conceptual plan that still needs a little work. And on the map, we need to show new areas for the village to compensate for the areas that we're losing for this regional facility. So to answer your question, I'm sure they would want a long-term agreement, but I'm sure you could write something into it, into the agreement.
Okay.
All right, 2020 construction project update.
I didn't provide a handout for this, but I wanted to let you all know that our projects this year have been completed. We're currently working with the contractors to tabulate the final numbers. It's going to go into next year. Hopefully by end of January, we've made final payment, with the exception of retainage that we typically hold for landscape restoration. We got a lot accomplished this year. Now we're starting to move ahead and get our plans for next year.
Good job. A lot done.
Yeah, we did. Good stuff. Any challenges with any of the projects this year?
Bethel Baptist Pond project. At the end of the pond excavation, we had noticed a small leak underneath the Elva structure, pond Elva structure. We've been monitoring that. Contractor had tried a trenchless way to seal the leak. We feel that the leak is traveling along the pipe bedding and from the river to the pond. They went in and injected grout into the pipe bedding and around the pipe to try to seal that up, and that didn't work. When the pond outfall was constructed, the plans required a fairly sizable anti-seep collar, about a 10 by 10 foot concrete collar around the pond outfall, and somehow that water is getting around, kind of scratching our heads. With the exception of that, everything went smoothly. We were fortunate; we didn't get the rain like we had in the fall, late summer fall last year. Contractor went in and they moved a lot of material, and it was solid clay. No need for a liner. We have a clay liner, but we didn't have to pay an addition to insert a HDPE liner. We had good clay material, watertight material.
So the leak, I am assuming that is the responsibility of the contractor.
It is, and we're going to make final payment on everything except the pond outfall, and we're going to retain, roughly speaking, $8,500 along with, on top of restoration, probably the magnitude of about $10,000 to $12,000 will hold. The contractor was offered a number of suggestions, how to best handle this from our consultant that was assisting us with the oversight of this project. They've elected to wait and see, to see if through settlement that this leak, this small leak, is sealed up. They've elected to do that. There's a 1-year warranty on the pond. We're gonna wait until late summer, fall next year. They're gonna come in and dewater the pond, and we're gonna look to see if the leak still exists. You wouldn't know it right now because the surface elevation of the pond is above where the leak is. We knew it because we hadn't yet opened up. We had the downstream end of the outfall plug at the river. The pond wasn't full yet. We discovered the leak. So hopefully it kind of heals itself by the end of next year. If not, they're going to have to come in and seal it. Whether that means open excavation, another anti-seep collar, they're responsible.
Okay. And they'll pay for coming in and draining the pond and all that stuff.
Yep.
Okay. And what it does that leak cost us anything in the meantime?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to get any worse. But if it does, it's on the contractor.
Okay.
Right now, it's likely to be equal pressure between the water surface in the pond and the pond and the water elevation in the East River.
Okay. I was going to say the DNR wouldn't change our total suspended solids.
No, it's a trickle. The DNR has already been on site. They've done a field inspection and to my knowledge, everything went well.
Good.
Yeah. We are, McMahon right now is currently putting together a final report. With a final report, now that we've got DNR final inspection, January, early February, I'll be making a reimbursement request to the state to get our grant money of $135,000.
Excellent.
Muy bueno.
All right, any other questions?
No.
All right, motion to adjourn. Do we have one?
Hello?
Jim?
Second?
Kurt, that's a second? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Hey, Ted, if you'd like to run through these items, I'd be more than happy and willing to do so. If you want to do that tomorrow, anytime tomorrow, give me a call and we'll set up a time to run through these if you have any